早上好。
Good morning, everyone. Good to see you all here today.
非常高兴看见大家。
I want to thank you all again for inviting me to come and to worship with you today.
非常感谢邀请我到大家当中一起分享神的话。
I'm always very blessed to come to see what God is doing here.
非常受祝福能够待到当中可以看到弟兄姊妹神在弟兄姊妹当中的工作。
And I pray that God has continued to show his goodness and his faithfulness to this congregation.
我祷告神继续地把他的恩典怜悯赐给我们这个教会。
I think the last time that I spoke was more than a year ago.
我上一次在这里分享差不多一年多以前了。
So to start off, I thought it would be good just to kind of break the ice with a little activity.
我们可以做一点呢，是大家比较活跃的活动。
So I have a question for everyone here.
我对大家有一个问题。
And this will give me an opportunity to hear from you and to get to know you a little bit as well.
这使得我可以有机会呢，对大家有更多的了解。
It's a very simple question. There's nothing to worry about. You don't have to study for this.
你不需要学习，是非常简单的问题就可以回答。
And so I'm going to ask the question. So just think of your answer. And in a few moments, I'm going to go around and ask some people to volunteer your answer to this question.
So 我会问，请大家思考一下，然后我会问大有些人的回答。
How? Okay.All right, let's go. The question is, what is your favorite memory this year?
这个问题就是你今年的最好的记忆是什么?
2019, what is your favorite memory so far?
2019年到现在为止最好的记忆是什么?
I will give you 15 seconds to think of your answer.
有15秒时间。
And I will drink water.Can I have a brave volunteer willing to share their answer?
谁比较勇敢？第一个回答。
Your favorite memory this year? Your father came from New Jersey and he stayed here.
我的最好的记忆是我的爸爸到新泽西来与我们一起居住。
Thank you for sharing that. Anybody on this side?
My birthday cake.
Your birthday cake. That must have been some cake.
我们姊妹的最好的记忆是她生日的蛋糕。
Did you have a big party? Your family was there?
有一个我们姊妹有一个在家里的一个为庆祝她生日的聚会。
Do we have any brave men in this space? There are the ladies.
有没有弟兄？有没有弟兄？
But we'll go to the ladies first. In the back.
还有一个姊妹。Yeah, every day I remember the grace from God.
Oh, wow, very spiritual. Wonderful answer.
非常属灵的。
I need at least one brother to share. In the back.Your cousin's wedding in Hawaii.
是我的这个亲戚的，我们有一个
wedding.
是他的结婚，在那个夏威夷。
Anybody else? One more? Went to South Korea? With the family.
是我们这弟兄是去南韩，和他的家人一起度假。
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing these answers.
非常感谢弟兄姊妹的分享。
Let's actually go to our sermon passage for today. If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看今天的主题经文是在以弗所书的第二章。
And let's start off by looking at verses 8 through 10.
我们来读一下第八节到第十节。
Again, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
第八节到十节。
And I know we prayed, but let me just pray for us one more time as we look into God's word.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you so much just for blessing us with this day, this opportunity to worship you.
天父，我们实在感谢你，让我们有机会可以来到你面前来敬拜你。
We thank you for the blessing of your word and how you instruct us and correct us and build us up.
谢谢你的话来纠正我们，来勉励我们，来督责我们。
We ask today that as we study your word, that you would speak.
我们来求你向我们说话，当我们这样来学习你的话的时候。
And Lord, that our hearts would be open and available to you in every way.
让我们的心可以向你打开。
And that we would submit and surrender our hearts to you.
让我们把我们的心交给你。
And Lord, would you speak into our hearts and our lives so that we would be transformed to become more like you.
主，你来向我们的心来说话，让我们可以被你所改变。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢赞美，奉你的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, this is the word of God. It says, For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书二章八到十节，这是神的话。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
When you go to college, you have to take introductory classes.
你上大学的时候，就会首先从起初的课程开始。
And usually the first class that you have to take is some subject 101.
是有些的课程的一开始总是说到一些课程的初阶101。
Biology 101, chemistry 101.
好像比方说是生物初阶，或者是这个其他的初阶，化学初阶。
And I've entitled my sermon today Salvation 101.
我的题目是救恩初阶。
Because it's important for us to really understand what salvation is.
我们要知道神的救恩的初阶是非常重要的。
Our passage here in Ephesians chapter 2, it starts off with some of the most important verses of all the Bible.
我们的刚才读的以弗所书第二章讲到这个圣经中最重要的经节之一。
Because the passage really lays out a clear understanding of salvation.
因为这段呢就讲到救恩的根基是什么。
It tells us how a person is saved.
这讲到一个人怎么得救。
And it also tells us what it means for a person to be saved.
也是讲到救得救是怎么一回事。
And it's important that we study this passage very carefully.
我们读这段圣经应该非常小心。
And what's going to help us, I don't know if you'll know this word, but the prepositions in our passage are very, very important.
这一段经文的它的这个里面的真意是非常重要的。
In English, there's these things called prepositions, words like in, with, to, these are all prepositions.
是一些介词，一些连接词非常重要。
So the Apostle Paul in our passage here, he tells us that we are saved by grace, through faith, to do good works.
好像这里讲的是得救是本乎恩，也因着信。是神所赐的。
So let's try to break this down and study this together.
我们把这一个可以分解一下来讲。
As we sang just a moment ago in one of the songs, we are first off, we are saved by grace.
刚才我们所唱的诗歌也讲到，是我们得救是本乎恩。
We are saved and reconciled to the Father in our relationship with Him by grace.
我们与父神可以和好是本乎恩。
It is a free gift from God.
是神所赐的，这个没有不需要付代价的。
We are not saved by our good works, our good actions.
不是我们的好的行为，是好的工作。
And there is nothing that we can do in our lives, as much as we might try, to try to earn God's grace in our lives.
所自己做的事情没有使得我们可以配得神给我们这样的救恩。
We cannot earn our salvation from God.
我们不能够借着我们的行为来从神那里配得这个救恩。
The Bible tells us we are no longer slaves to sin.
这圣经讲到我们不再做罪的奴仆。
But because of God's grace, we are now true children of God.
因为神的恩典，我们成为神的儿女。
There's a Christian author named Philip Yancey.
有一个基督徒的作家，他的名是这样一个作家。
Can I just see? Does anybody know who this author is? Philip Yancey.
有些弟兄姊妹知道、
okay.
这位、作家。
And he's written many books, but he has one book called What's So Amazing About Grace.
他写了很多的书，但其中 一卷书就讲到这个救恩为什么如何的、惊奇。
And in that book about grace, he defines grace this way.
在他的书中他这样定义恩典。
He says, there's nothing we can do to make God love us more.
就是讲到我们不可能做什么事情使神更爱我们。
And there is nothing we can do to make God love us less.
也没有什么事情使得我们做的使神爱我们少一点。
This at its heart is what grace is about.
这个里面的中心就是讲到、恩典。
We are loved with a perfect love displayed to us through God's grace.
我们借着神的恩典得到神这个完全的爱。
I remember a long time ago I was at a retreat and the focus was about grace.
我讲到我有一次参加一个讲的教会的活动，它是讲到主题是讲的就
All the messages were about grace.
所有的信息都是讲的恩典。
And how we cannot earn our salvation or earn God's grace in our lives.
如何我们不能靠自己来得这个神的恩典。
And after what, an entire weekend together, a brother came up and he prayed this prayer to God.
在整个的聚会、周末聚会完了以后，有弟兄这样祷告。
And he was very sincere, very, very honoring to God.
他非常的认真、来把荣耀归给神。
But he prayed, Dear God, help us to earn your grace.
但是他祷告的时候，他说、亲爱的神、让我们来行动来得到你的、这样的恩典。
And we just felt that we needed to do the retreat all over again.
我们觉得这个、退休会呢好像比较失败，需要再做一次。
But it's such an important teaching point that this is such a difficult point and lesson for us to grasp.
这个非常重要，但是又是非常难让我们自己能理解的。
Because everything else in the world, you get what you think you deserve.
因为在世上所有的其他的都是我们靠着我们来得到。
And yet with God, it does not work this way.
但是对神不是这样。
So to start off, you must first understand we are saved by His grace.
所以我们首先要明白我们得救是本乎恩。
Next, let's move on. We are saved by grace through faith.
第二个就是讲到因着信。
We are saved when we genuinely believe in the gospel.
当我们真正相信福音的时候，我们就得救了。
The word gospel literally means good news.
这个救恩，它的非常简单的解释就是好消息。
And it's the amazing good news that we are saved through Jesus Christ.
这个的最好的消息就是我们借着耶稣基督得救。
Through His life and death and resurrection.
借着他的生，借他的死，借他的复活。
And when we genuinely believe in the gospel.
当我们真实的来接受或者是相信、救恩的时候
，and when we make the clear decision to repent, to turn away from our previous lives of sin,
那我们就非常认真的从我们以前的罪中调转过来
，and we actively choose to follow after Christ,
然后我们就来跟随、基督。
This is what the Bible tells us what it means to be saved.
这就是圣经所讲的我们得救是什么怎么一回事。
This is something that's so.Important for us to learn.
这是非常对我们非常重要需要学习的。
Because we're not saved by how much we pray.
不是我们得救不是因为我们多祷告而已。
We're not saved by how much we read the Bible.
也不是我们多读圣经就能得救。
We're not saved by how often and how regularly we come to church to service.
也不是我们常常到教会就能够得救。
And we're not saved by how good or religious we think that we are.
也不是我们觉得我们自己很好非常这个敬虔来得救。
No, it is through genuine faith in Jesus Christ that we are declared righteous and we receive God's salvation.
而是靠着对神那个真实的信心才能够得到神的救恩。
Let me try to explain it with this analogy.
我来用这样的一个比方来给大家解释。
Recently, the school year began.
最近这个新的学年开始。
我是韩国人。Okay, so I was born in Korea.
我是韩国人。
Chinese is over. Okay, no more.
我在韩国的出生。
And so I was born in Korea, and I grew up in the Korean church.
我在这个韩国的教会里长大。
I serve at a church in Teaneck called East Bergen Christian Church. I know many of you know our congregation. We're sister churches together.
在我在这个 Bergen 那边的一个教会来服侍啊，和我们这边的教会有一个教会有非常好的姊妹教会的关系。
So I came to my church in Teaneck about 4 years ago, almost exactly 4 years ago.
我在四年以前来到这个教会。
And when I first came, I was actually very surprised about something.
我刚到的时候有点吃惊。
I noticed that there was one word that everybody in the church, a predominantly Chinese church, there was one Korean word that everybody knew.
我发现呢，在这个大部分有很多都是中国人参加的教会呢，有一个朝鲜语他们都知道。
It was not the Korean word for church.
不是这个南韩语说到的教会。
It wasn't the Korean word for God.
是讲到韩语所讲的神。
It wasn't the word for Bible or missions.
也不是教会，也不是宣教。
It wasn't the Korean word for prayer or love.
也不是讲到爱呀，或者是祷告。
The Korean word that everybody knew in my church was the Korean word hagwon.
我们所知道的这个韩语啊，是这刚才我们弟兄所说的。也不是神，也不是神。
Does anybody know what a hagwon is? Has anybody heard of the word hagwon? Anybody?
我们有一个弟兄，韩国弟兄知道。
Okay, a couple people here. I would assume the younger people would.
还有个姊妹，中国姊妹知道，中国
A hagwon is the Korean word for like a tutoring school.
是讲到韩国中的一个。
Okay, now somebody knows.
训练的学校。
It's the place where a lot of parents, they give their money to send their kids to study.
是有些家长把孩子花钱送到那个学校做培训。
And it's the place where your kids, they will study to get better grades or a better SAT score.
是孩子们可以有更好的学习成绩。
So 100% in my church, everybody knew the word hagwon, and they said it perfectly too.
在我们的教会几乎是每个弟兄姊妹都知道这个韩国语。
Let's try to explain salvation with this analogy here through academics.
让我们来解释救恩用这样的一个比喻。
In the Bible, we're told that God is perfectly holy and He is righteous.
在圣经讲到神是完全的圣洁，完全的公义。
And only a person who is also perfectly holy and righteous will be allowed into heaven.
只有完全的又是公义又是没有瑕疵的可以到天堂中。
So in order to be saved, you have to get a perfect 100 on every test you've ever taken in your life.
所以要想进到神的这个境界就必须每一个的成绩都是没有任何瑕疵100分。
You have to get a 100 on all the tests you will take for the rest of your life in the future.
并且在将来所有的测试考试你都得到100分的满分。
But of course none of us here are perfect.
但是我们每个人都不完全。
I joke around and say that I'm perfect, but I'm not perfect. But none of us are perfect, we're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We cheat, we lie, we steal, we do things that are wrong.
我们常常欺骗、偷盗各方面的事情我们都做。
We do things that we're not supposed to do.
有很多事情我们不应该做，但我们仍然去做。
We don't do things that we are supposed to do.
但是我们该做的，我们却不去做。
And as a result of all these things, we are all called sinners.
所以我们被称为罪人。
So our test score is not a 100.
我们的这个考试成绩不是百分。
It's not perfection.
也不是完全的。
But instead, we all have an F.Some of you are very scared right now. You flunk. You fail.
我们都失败了。
And so we don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve to go to heaven.
我们不配被拯救，也不配进天堂。
But then we think we can do some extra credit to improve our test score.
但是我们觉得我们自己做点东西可以使得我们成绩提高一些。
So we try to read the Bible a little bit more.
所以我们多读点圣经。
We come to church a little bit more.
多到教会来参加聚会。
We pray a little bit more.
多祷告一些。
Before we eat. And then we try to be a better person.
但是我们要想做一个更好的人。
And then we do that for a while, and then we think that we've done enough to pass.
我们觉得我们做了足够多了，我们相信我们在考试中会通过。
But then we find out that our score is actually much lower than what we thought it was.
但是我们成绩却出乎我们的意料更低。
The Bible warns us not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
圣经中讲了，我们应该 看自己合乎我们该看的。
So maybe we thought we started off with a 59, just barely failing.
我们可能是从59分开始。
But even after extra credit, we find out our score is a 12.
所以我们可能也会继续努力的时候发现我们成绩是12分。
But the reality is that it doesn't matter if it's a 12, a 59, or even a 99.
这不实际上呢我们无论是59分12分还是99分没有什么区别。
And none of us will ever be a 99 in this lifetime.
在我们的人生中不可能达到99分。
Because the Bible tells us that if we don't have a perfect 100, we all fail.
因为圣经讲的即使99分若是我们不能达到完美也不行。
And this is why the Apostle Paul declares in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这就是神在借着保罗所说的，世人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And this is the reality for all of us as sinners before a holy God.
这是我们面对这个圣洁的神，所有人的这样的境况。
But the analogy does not stop here.
但是这个比方不停在这里。
Because in the midst of our failures, in the midst of our defeat, something happens.
但是呢，在我们的失败当中，有一件事情发生。
The gospel happens, the good news happens.
这样的福音就临到我们。
Because what happens is the teacher's son comes to us.
这时候呢，这个老师的儿子到我们当中。
And this teacher's son has gotten a 100 on every single test he's ever taken.
这个老师的儿子呢，每一个考试都是满分。
And that teacher's son comes and he takes our test.
他就来到我们的课程当中。
And he gets a perfect score.
他就把所有的课程都得到满分。
But then an amazing exchange takes place.
在这时候就发生了一个交换。
Because he gives us his 100.
他就把他的100分交给我们。
And he takes our failing mark.
他把我们这个失败的这样的一个答卷拿到。
Our sin and our failure is placed upon him.
我们的一切的失败和罪就加在他身上。
And his perfection and righteousness is placed upon ourselves.
他的完全，他的公义就临到我们身上。
And this is what Jesus Christ has done for us through his perfect sacrifice upon the cross.
这就是耶稣基督他借着他的完全的这样的救赎所为我们成就的。
And the way that we receive His holiness, the way we receive His perfection, His righteousness is through faith, genuine faith in Him.
我们借着这个真实的救恩，就得到他的真实的信，就得到他所有给我们的公义圣洁。
We are saved by grace through faith.
我们就救恩就本乎恩，也因着信。
When I was in college, I was a double major.
在我读大学的时候，我是有选两个专业的方向。
I majored in sociology.
我一方面是在社会学。
And in playing basketball.
另一方面就打篮球。
I was not a double major, just sociology.
Just 是一个玩笑。
For the first 3 years of college, all I did was play basketball.
在第一年，我经常打篮球。
And my grades showed that.
我的成绩呢就下滑。
And I played a lot of basketball everywhere I could.
在所有可以打篮球的地方都有我的身影。
And I remember one time we played basketball outside, my friends and I, and we played at a park.
我们有一次是在公园里面打篮球。
Now when I play basketball, I don't play dirty, but I play very hard.
我不会犯规啊，但是我非常努力的去打。
I'm not one of the guys who says, let's just play to have fun. No, you have to win.
我不像一些人啊，他就是玩玩就好，我是要一定要来得胜的，胜利的。
So that day at the park, we're playing basketball, and the guy who I was playing against, he didn't like the way I was playing.
但是我的对手呢，那天呢就不喜欢我这个打法。
And he turned to me and said, "Hey, take it easy."
他说，哎，不要这么激烈。
He said, "I'm a Christian. Take it easy."
他说，我是基督徒，不要太对我太凶狠。
And I just said to him, "Hey, we're just playing ball."
他说，我说呢，就是我们只是打球嘛。
We continue to play.
我们继续来打。
My team won.
我的这个队呢就得胜了。
I think I hit the winning shot in my dreams, maybe, but I hit the winning shot.
我好像不知道是在梦中还是现实，我好像打进那个得胜球。
I hit the winning shot. And after the ball went in, the guy I was guarding, he said this to me, my friends and I.
当我打进这个得胜球的时候呢，我的朋友就这样讲。
This guy who had just told me during the game, "Hey, I'm a Christian," this is what he said.
这个当时说我是基督徒的这个朋友，当时这么讲。
He said, "You guys stay right here."
他说你都在这里待着。
I'm going to go to my car.
我要去我的车上。
And I'm going to go get my gun.
我要去拿我的枪。
And we, I don't think I ever ran as fast as I did that day.
我那天实在有个非常特别的经历。
There's a reason why I share this story.
这是为什么我今天要分享这个故事的原因。
Because we need to make sure that what we believe and what we say matches how we live.
就是讲到我们所信的，我们所说的和我们所做的，所生活的相一致。
We don't want to undo what we believe and say by how we live.
我们不要把我们所做的和我们所信的、所说的相违背。
Because the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 makes it clear that we are saved by grace through faith, but to do good works.
这里是讲到我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，为要让我们行善事。
It's a very small change, but it's a very important point for us to understand.
这有一点小的变化，但是呢，这对我们来说非常重要，要理解。
We are not saved by our good works, but we are saved to do good works.
就是讲的，我们不是因着我们的好行为得救，但是呢，我们得救以后需要去做这些善事。
We are saved in order to live a life full of good works.
我们得救使得我们可以去做一个活出一个生命，可以行善。
Those things I'd mentioned before, the good works of prayer, reading the Bible, going to church, these things are so important.
就是像我们刚才讲的这些，不论是祷告、读经，还是到教会聚会，都是好的事情。
But just doing those things don't make you a Christian.
这些事情不能够，我们做这些，单单做这些事情，不能成为，使我们成为基督徒。
But if they are done with the right mindset and motivation, they prove and they validate our genuine faith in Jesus Christ.
但是这些事情，当我们做的时候呢，反过来可以证明我们已经得救。
Those things don't make you a Christian, but they prove if you do them that you are a Christian.
这些事情不能够使得成为我们的成为基督徒的原因，但是却能够证明我们已经成为基督徒。
These good works, they prove our genuine faith in Jesus Christ and our salvation in Him.
这些善事可以证明我们是在基督的里面是得救的，能够做这些善事。
That's why throughout the New Testament, John the Baptist and Jesus, they talked about we need to bear fruit. Fruit needs to be produced in our lives, good fruit.
这就是在新约中，无论是施洗约翰还是主耶稣自己，都是鼓励我们一定要行善，来结出这个和我们生命相配的果子。
And so we need to make sure that we are living out our faith in our actions, in our lifestyle.
就要把我们的这个信心能活出来，在我们的行为上，在我们的生活上。
And this applies everywhere that we go.
就是在我们到每个地方都是适用的。
Not just here in this building.
不只是在这个建筑当中。
Not just when we're at Bible study at a prayer meeting.
不是在我们只是在我们的读经或者是在教会的祷告聚会当中。
But we need to live this out as we're at school.
所以我们也需要在我们学校里面做活出来。
When we are with our coworkers at work.
在我们一起在工作单位也应该活出来。
At home with our families.
在我们家中也应该活出来。
We need to live out our genuine faith in Jesus Christ.Through our lifestyles.
我们需要把我们的生活的行为能够活出神他自己。
These things, these are the basics, the foundation of salvation.
这就是一个救恩的一个根基。
This is what it means to be a Christian.
这是我们作为基督徒什么意义的表现。
I've met too many people, young and old, who still don't know what it means to be saved.
我遇到很多人，不论是年长的、年轻的，他们不明白什么叫得救。
And they'll come to me, Pastor Ken, he's a Christian, he's a good boy.
常常说，牧师，他是一个基督徒，他是个非常好的年轻人。
Or they'll say, Pastor Ken, he's a good Christian, he's going to Harvard.
有时候对我讲说，牧师。这个人非常好，他去了哈佛大学。
He went to Hogwarts and it worked. Now that's something. Okay, it's and they'll say, oh, like he's a good Christian. He makes so much money. He's so successful.
然后有时候会说啊，这是个好的基督徒，因为他在世上赚很多钱。
And I say those things are fine.
我说这些事情是没有什么错。
And I've had tough conversations where I have to talk with parents and say, I don't believe that your children are Christian.
但是呢，有时候我向他父母亲说，这个孩子还没得救的时候，他们就非常难以理解。
Because I don't see any faith, I don't see any fruit being produced in their hearts and their lives.
因为我们在这些人身上甚至不能看到真正信心的果效和行为。
How are we saved?
我们怎样来得救呢？
We are saved by grace through faith to do good works. And this is what we must know.
我们是得救是本乎恩也因着信要我们来行善事
It sounds so basic
这是非常的简单
But I guarantee you for the rest of our lives we can just continue to study this and grow in this
但是我们在我们一生的里面都需要学习这个功课
And we need to continue to grow in our salvation
也要是在我们的救恩中能够成长
Let's go on in our passage. Let's look at verses 11 through 22.
我们来一起看11到后面的经节。
I'll read it first in English. The word of God says, Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised, quote-unquote, by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise.Without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with his commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
以弗所书二章十一到二十二节，所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那是你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外。在所应许的诸约上是局外人并且活在世上没有指望没有神你们从前远离神的人如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了因他使我们和睦将两下合而为一拆毁了中间隔断的墙而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇就是那记在律法上的规条为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人如此便成就了和睦既在十字架上废了冤仇便借着十字架使两下归为一体与神和好了并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人也给那近处的人因为你们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感得以进到父面前这样你们不再做外人做客是和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家中的人了并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上有基督耶稣自己为房角石各房靠他联络得合适渐渐成为主的圣殿你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
Amen My church, the church I serve in Teaneck, I give them a lot of credit because I think they had a lot of vision in terms of the church and the direction the church needed to go.
我所服侍的教会呢，我非常的喜欢的一点就是他们有很多长远的一些的意向。
They never had one before, but they decided to hire a full-time pastor for the English ministry at our church.
他们原来没有，现在也有一位的特别服侍这些说英语的弟兄姊妹的一个全时间的工人。
And back when I came to the English ministry 4 years ago, I started to focus on 2 things during my first year.
在我到这那里去的时候，我有非常重点的做这样的事情。
Number one is that I need to establish and build up a leadership team.
第一点就是要把教会中的一个这样的一个核心的领导这样的一个团队建立起来。
And number two was that we needed to work on the praise team. Praise team. Music team.
Praise team.
Praise team.
Oh, 就是要建立一个能够来敬拜的、赞美的一个团队。
We have our own service and we have our own songs that we sing.
我们有自己的这样的一些的诗歌和一些敬拜的团队。
And I love the people in my church, but the music was not good.
我非常喜欢我们的教会，但是我们的教会的音乐不是特别好。
And we had a lot of work to do.
有很多可以改进的地方。
So we got to work.
我们就来付出努力。
And we bought a lot of new equipment, the equipment that we needed.
我们就建立了很多的这些设备。
I brought in some musicians that I knew and had served with before to work with our praise team members.
有些的是我们所了解的一些非常有音乐方面的这些音乐家到我们当中。
And I introduced the praise team to a lot of new music, and we listened to a lot of it and practiced it together.
也把一些的好的音乐介绍给这些来赞美的团队。
And we needed to get better musically.
我们应该把这些都建立起来。
But it was more important that we developed and grew spiritually.
更重要的是我们要在属灵上有这样的成长。
And we started to develop a theology of praise.
是讲到我们好像有一点神学上的来赞美的一些的方面。
What does the Bible tell us about praise?
就讲到圣经到底怎么说到我们赞美。
How should praise be done in the church?
在教会中如何来赞美。
So we would not just listen to these new songs, but we would actually study them too.
不仅是听这些新歌，而且我们也来做研究这些新歌。
And we would ask each other, what is this song saying? What is this song about?
我们会问大家这个歌到底是讲什么，怎么回事？
And we asked ourselves, we made a decision. If there was ever anything questionable or incorrect in the song theologically, we would not sing it.
就是我们要确定这个歌里面所唱的不会不符合神的话，若是这样的话，我们就不会唱这首诗歌。
Every couple months, there are new praise songs that are always being put out.
每过一两个月都会有新的赞美的诗歌出来。
And a lot of times there's a couple songs that are the most popular songs at that time.
有几首可能是在这个当时唱的里面最受欢迎的。
And if you go to a retreat or a big conference, those songs are always sang.
你要去退休会或者大的这样的一些的会议，你会听到这些歌。
But we made a decision as a praise team, no matter how popular that song might be, how hot it is, we would not ever sing or lead that song if it had question marks attached to it.
但是我们决定，我们这个团队决定，就是若是这些诗歌非常的受欢迎，但是呢，在我们看来有不符合圣经的可能性，我们也不会去唱。
I've been involved in leading music at churches for a very long time.
我一直在教会当中带领，在诗歌敬拜上有些带领。
I think I started when I was in around 13, 12 years old.
我在14岁，或者是12岁左右，我就开始参与这样的服事。
And I have a baby face, but now 30 years later, a lot has changed since then.
30年以后，虽然我看起来还挺年轻。
And there have been certain trends over the years that have taken place with music in churches.
在这个教会中，在音乐方面有一些的风潮或者一些的趋势。
I've read books on it. My praise teams that I've grown under, we've studied about praise and music a lot at churches.
我也在读书，在各方面交流上和这些弟兄姊妹有交通。
And one of the big trends we've noticed is that songs have gone from corporate and public to individualistic and private.
就是从好像是从一个这个趋势的变化，就是从大家一起唱，到现在比较进入到好像个人的一些的感受。
We have this box in our church for our English ministry where we store the papers that have the song lyrics and chords on them.
我们有一个在我们教会有一个这样的地方放一些歌曲的曲子和词。
And it's arranged alphabetically.
是按照这个字母顺序排列。
And we can physically see this trend taking place.
我们可以看到这样的一个趋势。
Because for the letter I, all the songs that start with the letter I, it's humongous.
现在呢，就是从用我来开头的诗歌呢，是越来越多。
But the letter W for we is very, very small.
在这个我们开头的这些诗歌呢，就非常少。
And the reason why I'm sharing this is that this goes along with one of the biggest mistakes I see that we often make in our Christian lives.
这个我这样讲是因为这个也使得我们知道我们在基督徒的里面有一个这样的一个错误的趋势。
The mistake is that we think about salvation in a very individualistic, in a very private way.
就是我们看救恩的时候常常非常的个人，非常的自己。
And we think that with God, it's only about you and me.
就我们讲到神的时候常常是神和我。
This thinking has gotten so out of hand. Now certain churches, they boast how they have church online.
有很多教会现在甚至都是在网络上的教会。
Now on Sundays, you can roll out of bed, not even take a shower, and go to church.
对，在礼拜天的时候，你甚至不用冲澡，你就在一起床就可以在这个电视上看到。
Because you can go on your computer and you can watch a praise team.
我们可以到计算机上来敬拜。
You can listen to a message.
我们也可以听信息。
And then you can enter your credit card information online and give your offering.
你也可以用你自己的这个信用卡来付你给教会的奉献。
And people who do this, they argue, they say, well, I listen to the prayers.
他们会讲这样讲，我听到了祷告。
I sang with the music.
我也一起跟着音乐来一起唱。
I heard a great message.
我也听到这个美好的信息。
I gave offering even.
并且我们也把钱奉献给。
And they would say, because I did these things, I went to church today.
所以我可以说我今天到了聚会，教会。
But the Bible would tell us that you have not.
但是圣经说你还没有。
There's a famous pastor and author, his name is Mark Dever.
有一个非常有名的一个牧师和作者。
And he goes around, he guest speaks at many churches and various locations.
这个叫 Mark 的这个他就到各处去来讲并且和大家一起分享。
And oftentimes he starts his messages with this statement.
他经常这样来开始他的信息。
He says, if you call yourself a Christian,
若是你叫你自己是基督徒。
But you are not a member of the church you regularly attend.
但你不是一个教会你经常去参加的一个聚集。
I worry that you might be going to hell.
但是我非常担心你可能要进地狱。
And what this pastor and what our passage today in Ephesians chapter 2 makes so clear is that God saves us to be the church together.
这里非常清楚的不论是喜弗所书还是这个牧师所讲的是讲的我们要在一起聚集。
It's never just about me and God, it's always about the we.
不是只是我和神而是我们在一起。
God, he forgives us so we can forgive each other.
神来赦免我们所以我们可以彼此赦免。
God reconciles us with him so we can be reconciled with one another.
神让我们与他和好让我与他和好使得我们之间也可以彼此和好。
God, he loves us so that we can love one another with his perfect love.
神爱我们所以我们可以用神的完全的爱彼此相爱。
And so there are many things we have to learn about the church. The church is not a place.
我们很多事情我们要学习什么叫教会。教会不是一个地方。
The church is not just about doing religious things.
也不是只是做一些宗教的活动。
No, the church is the gathering of people who have been saved by Jesus Christ, who are now the family of God.
教会是一群蒙恩得救的圣徒来聚在一起成为神的家。
When we read the Bible, we read statements like, you are the body of Christ.
我们常常读圣经说讲到你是基督的身体。
You are the temple of God.
你是神的殿。
You are the salt of the earth.
你是在世上的盐。
You are the light of the world.
你是世上的光。
And when we read this, oftentimes we think, I am the body of Christ.
我们读的时候我们常常想到我是基督的身体。
I am the temple of God. I am the light.
我是神的殿。我是世上的光。
And what we have to learn is that this is actually incorrect.
实际上这不是很正确。
Because there's something being lost in the translation of the passage.
在这个翻译当中，你发现是有误的。
When we read the word you in these passages, we think that it's you singular.
我们读的时候常常看到英文的你的时候，觉得因为没有区别，觉得是一个人，我或者你。
But in the original Greek that it's written in, there's actually a word singular you, but also a you plural.
但是在希伯来的希腊文里面，你的有复数有单数。
There was a period of time my wife and I, we lived down in the south.
有段时间我和我太太在南边居住。
And they talk a little bit different down there.
他们讲话稍微有一点口音。
And one of the words that they use down there is y'all, for you all.
他们讲了一个方言，就是yeah, 就是你，你是或者你。
I was actually told, you okay?
Plural or singular?
It's always plural.
Oh, 总是。
Actually, that's not true. I was told that the word y'all is not plural.
这 y'all 这个实际上是单数的你是。
But they said in the deep south that the word for the plural is all y'all.
但是呢，在更南边呢，就是大家都是讲的都是不管单数复数都是你是。
So it sounds kind of silly, but when we read these passages in the Bible, the correct translation is actually all y'all are the body of Christ.
但是呢，我们知道呢，在圣经的这个讲到你不是单数的，刚才说的这个例子。
All y'all are the temple of God and the salt of the earth.
是讲到你们是基督的身体，你们是世上的盐。
You're not meant to be just one light, being by yourself, trying to shine as bright as you can.
你不是一个好像独角灯一样，想把这个世界照亮。
No, all y'all are the light of the world.
而是我们共同一起成为世上的光。
Of course, I want to make this clear. Each of us needs to make our own clear decision to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是我想强调一点，你自己确实需要真正的。这个信神并且得救。
We need to repent and believe as we are saved by grace through faith to do good works.
当我们因着信本乎恩因着信的时候，我们自己需要来做这样的一个决定。
But just as important as this, we need to learn the lesson. We are saved to be the collective people of God.
但是我们更要强调，我们得救呢，要成为一个团体的见证。
We are called to be the church together.
成为一个一起做教会。
Another pastor says being united to Christ means being united to every Christian.
这个讲到我们与基督联合的时候，就是与每一位信主的圣徒联合。
This is why our passage from Ephesians 2 talks about us as a church being one body.
这就是为什么在以弗所书所讲的我们是一个身体。
We are fellow citizens together.
我们是与基督与一同与是同国的。
We're a building being built together.
我们一起被建造在一起。
We're all members of God's family together.
是神家中的共同的成员。
It's not about just the I.
不只是我。
It's about the we, the all y'all living life and worshiping God together.
是讲到我们像你们所说的这个团体。
It's about the importance of community.
是讲到这个一起在建造在一起的这样的一个团体。
We're not meant to just live life alone, in the Christian life.
我们不是要神不让我们自己生活。
We're all supposed to always be connected to each other, supporting each other, encouraging each other to keep going with God.
我们要和其他弟兄姊妹相连，彼此勉励，彼此激励，一同向前。
We can go back to the beginning of my message and how we started.
我们可以回到我们起初刚才讲的。
Because I asked a question at the very beginning.
我问了一个问题。
What is your favorite memory from this year?
今年你的最好的记忆是什么？
And with the exception of our very spiritual sister over here.
除了我们非常属灵的姊妹以外。
Every other one, I can argue this one too. But everyone, very obviously, it involves community.
每一个都是讲到一个好像不只是我自己，而是一些人。
Someone that you love coming to visit and staying with you.
有的是我们所爱的人到我们当中一起生活。
Having a great birthday party and eating a fantastic cake together with your family.
和我家人一起吃美好的蛋糕也是好的。
Going to visit another country, meeting new people, learning about their culture.
到一个国家。一起和一些新的朋友在一起交流，这也是一个好的。
Celebrating a wedding together. with the family.
和家人一起来庆祝婚礼也是非常好。
You see so clearly how important community is in our lives, whether we recognize it or not.
我们可以看到我们在一起的团体在一起是何等的宝贵。
I would even argue for the sister who wakes up every day and remembers how good God is. You are not alone there, but you have a community with God and all the saints throughout history.
我们刚才姊妹所提到的也是一样，她在那里一起感，在每早晨她自己向神感恩的时候，她实际上和神有这样一个关系。
So we see over and over again, this is precisely what the Apostle Paul is teaching in these verses.
我们看到一再的看到使徒保罗这里讲这个信息。
How much that we need community in our lives.
是何等重要，我们要团队的在一起。
And how we are saved together to live life together as the church.
我们可以一起来生活，一起来在神的里面。
I'll close with this for today.
我们来一起做结束的。
Tomorrow is actually my wedding anniversary, 13 years.
明天是我13年的结婚纪念。
My wife is the best.
我太太非常好，最好的。
I don't know how she stayed with me.
我不知道她为什么。
Don't translate that. Don't translate that. Okay. We have one son together, a young son.
我有一个儿子。
And when my wife was pregnant, one of the big questions became, what were we going to name our son?
当我太太怀孕的时候，我们就在想怎么为这个儿子起名字。
Those of us who are parents with children, we know how important this decision can be.
我们知道做父母亲都知道这个决定非常重要。
We went back and forth. We thought about many, many different names.
我们就是经常搞很多的名字，还没有决定。
And finally, we ended up with the name Theo.
我们最后呢就有一个名字叫 Theo.
Because not Theodore, because that's...We like Theo. If anybody's named Theodore, I apologize, but we like Theo.
就是英文的四个字母啊 ，Theo.
The name Theo means it comes from the Greek word Theos, which means God.
是从希腊文过来，是讲到神。
And the name Theo means someone who belongs to God.
是讲到属于神的人。
Back in 2017, our English ministry, our leadership team started to have some meetings specifically for one topic.
在2017年，我们有些的这个弟兄们带领的弟兄们在一起有讨论。
Now that we were established, now that we were growing, we actually started to pray about and discuss. Maybe we need to come up with a name.
当我们开始增长的时候，我们可能需要一个名字。
We were EBCCEM for a long time.
我们的这个英文的教会的名字，聚会的名字呢，缩写是我们弟兄刚才讲的。
EBCC English Ministry, that was our name.
是讲到这个英语的服事。
But that only really told people what language we spoke English.
但是他讲的中心是讲到我们说什么语言。
And we felt called to have a name that captured more of our identity.Of our community that God had called us to be.
我们觉得呢，我们的名字应该更扩大啊。
So our leadership team started to meet about this and pray about this.
所以我们的这些带领的弟兄们就在一起，弟兄姊妹一起来祷告。
We threw this out and asked our entire English ministry to pray with us too.
并且让其他弟兄姊妹也一同为这件事情祷告。
And then finally we arrived at the name Covenant Fellowship.
最后的名字我们定的是讲到 Covenant Fellowship， 就是用这个约聚会。
And I fully believe that this is a name that we received from God.
就像这个名字的，好像我们从神那里得到的。
Because in our fellowship, we have people who are very young to people who are in the English ministry, people who are in their 50s and 60s.
在我们的英语的服事中，有非常年轻的，也有很比较年长的，五六十岁的。
And we have people who are white and Chinese and Korean and Guyanese and Indian and.All different ethnicities.
So, 所有的这些白人、中国人、韩国人，这些都有。
And so we felt that because God seemed to bring us together, that we wanted something that really captured the essence of family and community.
所以我们就想找到一个的名字可以反映到我们是神的一个大家庭。
Because we're not united because we look the same.
不是因为我们看起来比较相似而联合在一起。
And we're not united because we speak the same language.
也不是因为我们说同样的语言联合在一起。
We're not united because we eat the same food.
也不是因为食物。
It's very funny, I mentioned before that the first Korean word I heard mentioned at my church was Hagwon.
我刚才提到的这个大家都比较熟悉的韩国语是这个这个词。
The first Chinese word I learned at my church was not God or the Bible or missions.
这些我们我听到这些中文也不是我非常属灵的词。
The word I learned was 茄子。茄子？
我知道的是一些茄子。
Because many people in our congregation didn't like eggplant, so that's the first word I learned.
所以很多中国人不喜欢茄子，所以他们都知道茄子。
I think the cheese is very good at our church, but that's another point.
Cheese or cheese?
Cheese? Eggplant. You know, don't ask me.
是茄子啊，是一种植物啊。
And so again, we're not united because of our food.
不是因为我们有同样的食物，我们才连在一起。
We are united, covenanted together because of Jesus Christ.
我们能够借着神的约连在一起，是因为耶稣基督。
Because of our faith in Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣基督里的信心。
And He is what brings and binds us together as covenant fellowship.
他把我们一起连在一起，在他的约里面聚集。
Once we came up with a name, I gave a little bit of a warning to our English ministry.
当我们有这个名字的时候，我就向他们有一些警告，那些说英语的弟兄姊妹们。
Because I said, now we have to live this out.
我说，我们应该活出这样的见证。
And as a fellowship covenanted together before God, we have to expect that God is going to call us to do more.
就是我们作为在神的约中聚在一起，我们要为神做更多的事情。
God is going to call us to do more than what we've done previously before.
甚至比我们以前做的更多。
We're going to be called to serve in new ways to accomplish more together.
我们可以有一个崭新的方式来做更多的工作。
We're going to have to do more ministry than we ever had done before.
把很多的服事能做得更好，更多。
And it was very interesting because soon after, many things started to change.
就在这之后有很多事情发生。
And just earlier this year, our church made the decision for our English ministry to move into our own building.
今年早些时候我们就决定要把我们这英语的服事带到一个新的这样的一个建筑里。
And God really provided the perfect spot.
把我们放在一个非常好的地方。非常完美的地方
because it is right next door to our old building
是我们原来聚会的地方的隔壁
and yet here we are in our own space
但是我们有自己的这空间
and this has brought about a lot of unexpected challenges and changes for us
也对我们有些的很多的挑战
And it's forced us to reach more people, different people than we ever have before.
使得我们迫使我们来接触更多的人
and it's forced us to have our faith stretched and deepened over and over again.
不仅让我们有信心，并且呢，让我们的信心能够得到扩展。
Constantly, my struggle is to always lead the ministry not by sight but through faith.
我的挑战就是不能看着眼见，而是靠着信心来和弟兄姊妹带领弟兄姊妹一起向前。
But I always remind myself over and over again, this is why God has brought us together.
但是我常常提醒自己，这是神把我们带在一起。
This is why God has saved us together.
这是神要把我们一起建造在一起，拯救我们。
It's for Him, for His purposes to serve Him.
是为了他的目的，也来服侍他。
And though it's been unexpected, it's been great to see God moving and leading us in these ways.
有很多我们预先不知没有预期到，但是呢，神却带领我们。
The reason why I bring this up is because we have to even consider here.
我提到这个是因为我们是在这里，弟兄姊妹也应该这样来考虑。
As brothers and sisters, as the family of God here at Newark Christian Fellowship, you have a special calling as well.
在尼瓦克这边，我们弟兄姊妹也是一样，神也对我们有一个特别的呼召。
And the question that I want to encourage you to ask is, what is God calling us to do together here?
我鼓励大家也问我们自己，神把我们带到这里到底有什么样的目的
？Where is God leading us？
在哪里神要把我们带去
？Who is God calling us to serve and reach？
哪些人是神要呼召我们去来服侍、来拯、来帮助的
And it might be something continuing in what you've done before.
可能是以前的一个继续。
But it might be something new.
也可能是新的。
And it may be something that you've never done before.
有些可能是我们以前从来没做过的。
Like the disciples had to, Jesus, he called them to go out, to leave land, to go into deeper waters with him.
好像主耶稣带他的门徒让他能够进入到更深之处。
And maybe God is calling you to something that is great, but something that's unexpected.
或许神也把我们呼召我们这边弟兄姊妹也进到更深之处。
And great and unexpected things are never easy.
更大更好的事情呢从来不是容易的。
But I want to encourage everybody here, as long as you continue to faithfully seek him,
我想鼓励大家只要我们对神是忠心的
And as long as you continue to have unity together as the saved people of God
只要我们能够同心合意作为神的这样的一起被神所拯救的
So as long as you place your faith in God and you continue to live out community as the saved people by faith
只要我们对神有信心并且一起在建造在一起有合一
then listen and let God lead
神就会带领我们向前
and I pray that he will give you all that you will need to follow him faithfully
我祷告神给我们一切所有的需要因为神是信实的
Amen
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 Let's pray together please
我们一起祷告
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for Jesus Christ.
感谢你赐给我们耶稣基督。
We thank you that when we were dead in our sins, you sent us a Savior.
当我们还死在罪恶过犯当中的时候，你给我们一位救主。
In the test of living the Christian life, we were all zeros.
当我们在对你的测试当中，我们都是失败的。
Because we were all dead in our sin.
因为我们是死在罪恶过犯当中。
And yet, Jesus, you saved us.
但是耶稣来拯救我们。
Help us know what it means to be saved.
帮助我们来了解什么叫得救。
Help us to consider that we are saved by grace through faith to do good works.
帮助我们知道我们是得救是本乎恩也因着信。
Lord, for some of us, this means that our lifestyle and how we're living needs to be corrected.
也或许这是对我们当中有些人是我们需要改变我们的生活方式。
Because we cannot continue in the same paths that we did before.
我们不能在原路上一直不前。
Would you renew our minds? Would you renew our hearts before you?
来使我们的心思，我们的心可以得到更新。
So that we can live as new creations in this world.
让我们能够成为新造的人，能够生活在这个世上。
But help us to remember that we have been saved together as a community of faith.
帮助我们知道我们得救能成为基督的身体。
And I pray for two things for this congregation especially.
我为这个我们的弟兄姊妹一同来祷告两件事。
I pray for power and for unity.
我们祷告神赐给我们能力也赐给我们合一。
I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit that you would empower this congregation to reach the lost.
我祷告神赐给圣灵的能力来到这个聚会当中。
I pray that they'll be filled with boldness to go out and to preach the gospel.
能够有这样的勇气能够出去来传福音。
I pray that they'll be able to go out and serve and love those who are broken in this world.
能够来服侍这些在世上那些失丧的。
And this can only be accomplished through your power.
只能够借着你自己的能力来成就。
But I also pray for unity.
我也祷告为着合一祷告。
And in all things that they would make decisions together as a community of faith.
我们可以做决定成为是基督身体中的一个决定。
That in everything that there will be humility.
在每件事上都有谦卑。
And they would consider what is best for every single person that comes to this church.
能够考虑到弟兄姊妹每一个人的需要。
And Lord, that everything would be done by grace and with patience.
每件事情可以借着恩典能够做得非常的耐心
and together as a family as the body of Christ they may faithfully follow you
能够成为神的家和基督的身体来一同跟随你
we pray all this in Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督的名求
Amen
Amen